The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk. Yes, let's talk.
Yes,
let's George Harrison, the opening with Devil's Radio.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, you know what that means.
It's time for To Talk and AEW.
Hey, and you know what? There's our topic for today. Wrestling.
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 Wow.
AEW.
Or wrestling.
WWE. Mainly AEW.
You for don't speak English at all.
You said wrestling.
I thought this was English that I'm talking. Am I speaking? We have closed captions for the hearing impaired on the bottom of the radio screen.
You can't speak.
So, AEW. Let's talk about AEW. For those that don't know, AEW is the new promotion.
Been out for a
couple of years. All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah.
Started by Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, Chris Jericho, Cody Rhodes, and the owner and CEO is Tony Khan. His parent,
Adam Page. Also
Adam Page.
Is.
But Tony Khan owns it. His parents own the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, they do.
And a soccer team.
I forget what soccer team, but
so yeah. So do I. But so a lot of stuff going on in AEW. So for you wrestling fans, for you AEW fans,
yeah,
we have some stuff to bring to you. For those that are not AEW and wrestling fans, maybe we can turn you into one.
Yeah, maybe.
AEW is on TBS Wednesday Night Dynamite at 8 p.m. live.
Which is having our anniversary show this.
And
later today.
And yeah. And tonight. And Rampage is on at 10 o'clock
Friday.
Friday nights on TBS. Yes. So the big talk is, in case no one's caught up and haven't run this, is CM Punk.
Yeah.
There's a lot we could talk about CM Punk. Phil Brooks.
CM Punk's outrageous rampage that he did.
Yeah. Phil Brooks, a.k.a. CM Punk, who left the WWE, and now we know why. But there was a backstage altercation after All Out pay-per-view, and
the media scrum,
and if you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube, and
there's a lot of explicit.
A lot of stuff going on back there, and a lot of stuff we can't say on the radio going on back there.
No.
But it turns out that the Young Bucks were suspended. Kenny Omega was suspended, and he just came back from 9 months of all kinds of surgeries and injuries.
Shoulder, knee, and hernia.
And CM Punk and his manager there, Ace Steel, were
trashing.
Suspended. They were stripped of the belts. That's why we have new tag team trios.
With Death Triangle.
Death Triangle is the new trios champion. And John Moxley.
John Moxley
is the AEW World Champion, at least for now. But the big talk is everybody from Dave Meltzer,
him and Adam Page.
Dave Meltzer, to all the online
dirt sheets,
to all the online podcasts are all saying that.
May I ask a question?
So this is what we're here for.
Okay.
Long since Rated G.
One, can I say his, what they call him, or would I get into trouble?
What, CM Puke?
No, not CM Pukes. John Moxley's.
Oh, the blue-eyed bleeper.
Yeah, you can.
No.
Yeah. He's a blue-eyed bleeper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But CM Punk is probably done with
that
AEW.
That's what they call him.
Yeah.
You'd have to watch the show, folks.
You gotta watch AEW. It's free TV. It's on TNT tonight at 8 p.m.
Yeah, John versus...
And John Moxley comes out to a very...
Wild Thing.
Wild Thing by Joan Jett.
Wild Thing.
Yes, he does.
Sorry.
And CM Punk, CM Punk was still coming out to Cult of Personality.
Yes.
Which is actually a real 80s song by Living Color.
Yeah, it is.
But... Unfortunately, you will no longer see him, hear about him.
Yeah, because it looks
basically,
it looks like CM Punk is done with AEW.
Yeah.
I think they got the idea that WWE is laughing, going, this is why we got rid of him in the first place.
His thing is, you know...
So in case you haven't caught up...
It's been 7 years. Not everybody is going to go ahead and go, hey, welcome back, buddy. Go ahead and hear everything that you have to tell me.
Well, we got a lot.
You've been gone for 7 years.
We got a lot to catch up on. We got Saraya, who was Paige in the WWE. Me. She's with us and going to the WWE. How the mighty have fallen with Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Oh yeah,
AKA the pervert.
All those people he paid off. The WWE did a big investigation into the sexual allegations of what happened with Vinnie Mac over the years. And he has retired as CEO and has had nothing whatsoever now to do.
You were told to go
with
away,
World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yes.
Thank God.
John Paul Levesque, a.k.a. Triple H. Hunter Hearst Helmsley, his son-in-law, is now in charge of creative. His daughter, Stephanie McMahon, is in charge of the CEO of the company, the SEO of the company, too. She's making all the big decisions. And, of course...
The heir apparent to the throne, the princess.
And, of course, Triple H would be nowhere without Jesse's right hand. Jesse's friend, who she has a long-term relationship with. One Mr. Shawn Michaels Hickenbottom, otherwise known as Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah. He's nowhere without.
And we found out. We found out because we talked about this before. We didn't talk about it on air yet.
What?
But part of this whole media scrum thing is that somebody was tipping off AEW to AEW. About who they wanted to get back. And we found out who did that. It's none other than, of course, Albany, New York's own Bobby Fish.
Really? It was Bobby?
Bobby wanted to go back to the WWE. So he talked to Adam Cole. He talked to Kyle O'Reilly. And he wanted to get them to go back with him. And Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly both said, are you crazy? We are not leaving AEW.
Well, of course, Adam Cole is not going to leave because of his girlfriend. You know?
Bobby Fish, who was so hyped on going back to World Wrestling Entertainment, is now at Impact.
Because what he was banking on is that Cole is going to go ahead and follow him, and Kyle is going to go ahead and follow him.
Adam Cole is not going to leave AEW because his girlfriend is in AEW. One, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD.
From
she's there. That's why he's not going to go back.
Folks, yes, folks, and she's a real
dentist.
Yes, she is.
Dr. Britt Baker, who is a female professional wrestler from AEW, is a dentist.
Yes, Dr.
Dental Medicine, DMD, DDS, and DMD are the same thing, I found out.
Yes.
And here's another little tidbit for you. Also, if you go ahead and you tune in, you will also see a beautiful baby boy that belonged to no other than Luke Perry.
Luke Perry from 90210.
Yes.
Jungle Boy Jack Perry.
His beautiful son. Yes. He is the most handsome young man you ever want to see. His gorgeous curls you ever want to see.
Maybe his father should have grown his hair like that.
And,
I mean,
of course, we don't know where he got that hair from because we've never seen his mama.
Yes, we have.
I've never seen his mama.
His mother's been there on TV.
Yes, she
TV
has.
For shows. She's been front row, man.
Oh, is that the one that yes. Christian was messing with?
Yes, his mom and his
sister. And for you WWE fans, we do have Christian.
Yes.
We have the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla with his number one song that Darlene was listening to on the way into the studio this morning, Judas. Yeah. One and only Chris Jericho. We have the former Gold Dust.
Yes. Dustin Rhodes.
Mark Henry.
We have Mark Henry, Sexual Chocolate. We go back to the WWF days.
Let me see.
We have the NXT World Champion, Adam Cole.
We have the
Get it right. It's Adam Cole.
Adam Cole, baby. We have Paige.
Yes. Hangman Paige.
No, we have Paige. Serafina. Yes. Whoever her name is. Soraya, dude. Serafina.
Hey, Melanie,
if you're listening, Serafina got on the broadcast.
You're thinking about Mel's cat.
Excuse me. There's one other one.
She's back with
Athena.
She's back with Jay Cargill. Vicky Guerrero.
With Nyla Rose.
Vicky Guerrero, in case you forgot, was married to the late Eddie Guerrero.
Yes.
Who was a big part of the WWF, WWE, yes, until his timely passing.
Mm-hmm. Athena used to be NXT. So Athena was theirs. The Fallen Goddess. Let me see there.
So there's a lot of reasons to watch AEW if you're a WWE fan.
Hold on, and I'm thinking. Oh yeah, and Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee.
Not,
our glory.
If you watch WWE, WWF, whatever you want to call it, and you can go ahead and watch AEW. And the best thing is
you can watch wrestling all week if you want.
You can watch wrestling all week. And
you got Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got NXT on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Because
it used to be Wednesday.
You got AEW.
Dynamite.
No.
Dark.
Dark on Tuesday that you can watch on YouTube.
Yeah.
You got Dynamite on Wednesday. You got SmackDown, WWE SmackDown on Thursday.
No, they're on Fridays at 8.
Oh, they're on Fridays. And then you've got...
Quickly turn it back over.
Then you can turn over to TNT and watch... TBS and watch Rampage at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
So you got a whole week's worth of wrestling. But...
Yeah.
Now...
Oh, you want to hear something funny? You want to hear something funny?
Well, let me do this. I got a little piece of paper. Why I help shape the future of Pittsfield Community Television and WTBR-FM, please help us out by taking the Pittsfield Community TV and WTBR Community Survey online. Go to survey.pittsfieldtv.org. Again, that's survey.pittsfieldtv.org. The survey will take less than 10 minutes and will be pivotal in telling us what you would like to see and hear more of. Survey.pittsfieldtv.org. Again, that's survey.pittsfieldtv.org. So go take the survey. I took it. So you were saying, now the community service there, done.
Here is a funny thing. They're going ahead and having, WWE's having show, called Crown Jewel for Saudi Arabia. Guess who they have going up against Roman Reigns? Logan Paul.
Okay.
For the championship.
Right, because...
What?
Well, let's step back a minute.
What?
Over the course of the past couple of years, when Vinnie Mac was in charge, he fired 3/4 of the roster.
Yeah.
There is nobody.
Hence why we got Adam Cole and Soraya. Mm. Wait, got it right.
Hey.
And Christian and... And who we didn't get back, they Impact got back.
Jeff and Matt Hardy we have.
We got Matt Hardy. Jeff Hardy when he comes out of rehab.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would believe that. Because
the only A-listers
that are left is Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
The Usos.
Yes.
Drew McIntyre. Edge.
Brock Lesnar. Yeah, even Seth Rollins kind of fell way below.
I wonder if Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins look back and see just how far
John Moxley
has gotten.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for those again who don't know, Roman Reigns, John Moxley when he was
Dean Ambrose
and
Seth Rollins
were all part of the Shield in the WWE.
Yep.
John Moxley got smart and left. Went to AEW.
He told the guys it's been real, it's been fun.
And Roman Reigns and Seth freaking Rollins.
Yes.
Stayed with the WWE. John Moxley is now the AEW World Champion for the third time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Roman Reigns is just, they just give this guy belts because it's in his contract.
And because of who he's related to.
Seth Rollins can't get a halfway decent match.
No.
And what he keeps on turning around and saying, the only reason that he wants to keep the belt is so he can go up against what I think it's his cousin.
Dwayne.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. This was brought up. It's in Seth Rollins. It's in Roman Reigns' contract. When he signed a new extension contract with the WWE, that he is to keep his championships until WrestleMania on the outside thought that Dwayne The Rock Johnson will come to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Keep holding your hand on your rear end and wait.
Because apparently, apparently this was in the works before we got rid of Vinnie Mac.
Yeah.
That The Rock is going to come for WrestleMania next year. And so that's why it's in his contract stipulation to keep at least one of the belts.
Excuse me. There's one problem, though. The Rock has been contracted for another show. For another
right, but
movie.
No one's even talked to The Rock to say, dude, are you coming back for WrestleMania?
He hasn't been into a ring in so long.
Unless there's more going on that Vinnie Mac put into play before his major exodus out of the WWE.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Paul's been 86ing half the crap that's had.
I mean, Triple H is trying to redo the entire show, so that you know.
You gotta give him credit.
He's already got Roman Reigns scheduled to lose at least one of the belts.
Yeah.
So will Triple H keep the contract together for Roman Reigns in the hopes that The Rock shows up at WrestleMania?
Yeah, I have no idea.
This is what the WWE is reduced to.
I mean, come on. You have somebody that has decent talent like Seth, and what are you doing? You're putting him in a you won't believe this, they actually dug this out of mothballs for an 80s. You remember the Piper's Pit match?
Yeah, with the Hot Rod.
They're
Roddy! Piper!
He's having one with Riddle, and it's called a Viper's Pit
match. But
seriously?
I just read this, and you brought up the Viper. The Viper might be done.
Yeah.
Randy Orton's back injury is so bad that his doctors and the doctors over at WWE are not sure he's going to be able to come back to wrestle.
That's horrible.
To tell you the truth.
And that's a major draw for Triple H and Shawn Michaels is the Viper.
Yeah,
because his wife is terrified that if he wrestles one more time.
It's not his wife that's terrified, it's his doctors.
It's his doctors.
Because his back injury was so bad that he may not be able to return to the ring.
I mean, dead serious. This comes from Randy's own words. The man throws out his shoulder constantly, just taking out the trash. All he has to do is just bang on that ring once. His shoulder's out. I'm not even kidding.
And then, shifting gears here, a lot of scuttlebutt going around social media about Malachi Black.
Yeah.
For you
WWE
fans, that was Aleister Black in the WWE, Malachi Black in AEW.
Yeah.
There's a lot, and this is kind of funny. He put out an Instagram video.
Yeah.
A few days ago,
yeah.
That said that, chill out, I am not going back to the WWE. I am staying with AEW.
Yeah.
I am just taking some time off to take care of my problems. He's got some mental issues and some family issues that he was trying to work out.
Well, God bless him. At least he's...
He took some time off, and Tony Khan gave him some time off. But here's what's going around. Even though this video came out on Instagram... There was Malachi Black put it out. It wasn't a spokesman.
No.
It wasn't Tony Khan. It wasn't Triple H.
It was Malachi
Black put this video out in his car. Put this video on Instagram saying, chill out. I am not going back to the WWE. I will be returning to AEW. And all the social media people going, Malachi Black's going to the WWE.
No, he's not.
This is after the video came out.
Excuse me, but there is one thing people have to understand. They may be wrestlers, but they still go through emotional problems, and like anybody else in the entire world.
Right, not to make a big thing about it, but you're right, go back to Chris Benoit.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're not going to go through what happened, but
we're going to leave
on the show.
If he would have come to someone.
People who know what happened to Chris Benoit.
Exactly, but the whole thing is with Chris Benoit, if somebody would have gone ahead and said, you know, hey, what's going on? And
he never let on to anybody.
He never let on to Chavo.
We're not going to spend a lot of time on this. Chavo is his best friend. He didn't even let on to Chavo.
No.
What was going on.
No.
But this is why... We fast forward, Malachi Black decided to take some time off to deal with this stuff.
Thank God he's seen the signs.
My point being to this is, the man puts out a video on Instagram.
Of himself.
Normal.
On his camera phone, puts out an Instagram video, says, I am not going to the WWE.
I will be
returning back to AEW. And then you've got Dave Meltzer, who runs the biggest wrestling dirt sheet in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Saying and getting everybody fired up on the internet, say Malachi Black is on his way back to the WWE. It's all set up.
It's a conspiracy. It's all set up.
And this is after Malachi puts the video out that he's not going back to the WWE.
Exactly. Why? Because they go ahead and they like to stir the pot.
It's ridiculous. Like you don't stir the pot. You don't turn it into something. Unless a person actually comes out and says, hey, I'm going to do it.
Just like the white rabbit thing.
Oh, yeah, the little white bunny, yeah.
There's videos going out and audio and things going out in WWE programming.
Yeah, teasers.
With a certain theme.
Yeah.
Well, the theme that Bray Wyatt has, the same people who made Bray Wyatt's theme made Malachi Black's theme.
Yeah.
And because it's almost basically the same theme from the same people, and there's a little white rabbit.
Attached to it,
they think it's Malachi Black.
No.
And not realizing that it might be the return of Bray Wyatt.
Yeah,
Bray Wyatt, for you people that don't know who Bray Wyatt is, if you go back, really back into the archives of wrestling in the days of Hulk Hogan, you come across somebody called Irwin R. Scheister, IRS.
Yes. That's
Bray Wyatt.
Boy.
Bray Wyatt is his son.
That's his baby boy. Otherwise known as William Rotunda.
William Rotunda and Bray Wyatt is something Rotunda.
Like, as I know, it's Michael Rotunda.
Michael Rotunda.
Bray Wyatt is William Rotunda.
So if you go back to the days of IRS.
Leave it up to Mrs.
And we're talking the days when we had Tony Garea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Roddy Piper.
Yes.
God rest his beautiful soul.
Andre the Giant.
Another one, God rest his soul.
Hulk Hogan.
Very big.
Eddie Guerrero.
Yes.
Ace Cowboy Bob Orton. Yes. Who, by the way, Randy Orton is his son.
Yes.
The Undertaker.
Yep.
Back in those days.
And you forgot one other thing, too, that AEW has. Scissor Me Daddy.
Oh, dear goodness.
Billy Gunn.
Of course, you talk about scissors.
Billy Gunn. Remember Billy Gunn? Billy Gunn and Road Dogg Jesse James, the New Age Outlaws, the other half of D-Generation X.
Yes.
Billy Gunn still looks good for being, was he in his 60s by now?
Yeah, I've heard it. No. Yes.
And his two sons are there.
Colton and Austin.
Colton and Austin, who work for AEW, too. So.
Yes.
let me see.
They are the Gun.
The Gun Club.
Gun Club, yeah.
The Butt Boys. We can't say the other word, so we'll use the Butt Boys.
Yeah, seriously. But, yeah, I mean, there was even a thing that Andrade El Idolo was going to go ahead.
Andrade El Idolo.
Was going to leave.
Andy the Idol. Yeah, there was a thing going around because Andre El Idolo is married to Charlotte Flair.
Yes.
Whose father is...
Rick.
16-time World Heavyweight Champion Ric Flair.
The Nature Boy.
His daughter, yeah, the Nature Boy. He stole from Buddy Rogers.
Yes.
His daughter is Charlotte Flair, who works for the WWE, who's married to Andre El Idolo, who works for AEW. So you're right. There was a thing going around that Andre, because there's this so-called match.
Free El Idolo.
Well, yeah, plus the match tonight where if Andre El Idolo loses, he leaves AEW.
No, that's for Rampage.
Oh, that's for Rampage. But there's a thing going around social media that Andre wants to leave and go back to the WWE because of Charlotte.
Yes. And that then the little hashtag free El Idolo thing was because of that, because he wants to be out of his contract.
And El Idolo said he was making a joke. Yeah, and Andre said, I don't really want him on my contract. He's still got 4 or 5 years left. I think he just signed a contract extension.
Yeah, seriously.
He ain't going anywhere for a while. All right, we got like a minute. We'll talk about more about this next week.
Yes.
Our big topic next week will be Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
Oh, Jesus.
So stay tuned for you AEW and WWE fans. There's our topic for next week.
I
just want to say this real quick. Ringo Starr, get well soon.
Yes,
he had to cancel a concert because he's ill again.
Oh, my God.
So we're all saying
God
prayers and keep prayers up for Ringo Starr for a fast recovery.
We talked
a little bit about that on the Beatles show yesterday. And so on behalf of Carol, we know you're Berkshire's in October real quick.
Yeah, we're going to have
Bob Heck on. Bob Heck, who works here at PCTV.
All right,
I'll be directing Bob Heck. This should be fun. This should be interesting.
I should get double pay
for this one. We'll have to talk about my contract after this. On behalf of Carol, Dartley, Jesse, and then the boys and girls and ladies and women and everybody in the back, and everybody lets me put this show on every week, we will talk to you next week.
Come on.
If we have an ending.
Nope, don't say anything.
There we go. Sorry.